Well, it's been quite the week, hasn't it? And quite the year indeed. And if you feel like you're struggling to make sense of the changing world around you, well, you might like to look towards Mexico, where they even have a very particular word for just this sort of moment.
Zozobra is a word that's found in Mexican philosophy, and it basically means the sense of being groundless, of having no ground and feeling like you're torn between different extremes at all times.
This is Carlos Sanchez. He's a professor of philosophy from San Jose State University in California.
It is a Spanish word from old Catalan. It comes from the Latin sub and supra, so under and over. And it was used originally to refer to the way that boats go up and down in the sea, right? They go up and then they go down. And then sometimes in that up and down is they capsize and fall into the ocean.
Wow. So in Mexico, it's come to mean more than just the action of boats in the rough sea, hasn't it?
Yes. It's been used to characterize that feeling of always being or always living in uncertainty, of always feeling as though the ground that you're standing on is sand, right? Nothing is promised, nothing is certain. Things can fall apart at any minute. And for Mexicans and the Mexican history, you find this having a reason. And the reason has to do with the 500 years of colonization, revolution, civil wars, and currently you have a lot of violence in Mexico, and so people have the sense of political and social uncertainty that comes with that. So it has a history to it. The philosophers, thinkers of the 20th century realized that they could use this word to talk about existence itself as being this almost always already about to capsize, to fall into the void.
Quite remarkable that a single word can encapsulate a nation's history. Really, I can't think of another example. Can you?
No, I can't. Although I think that sometimes we fool ourselves into thinking that we have a ground, that we are settled in our foundations, and so we don't have a need for the word. but I think that in America, for example, we have quite a bit of uncertainty a lot of the time, but we refuse to see it, so we don't bring a name for it.
So it is useful for us to be able to name this, isn't it? As you say, if you don't name it, you maybe don't really understand it very well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if we don't name it, we might try to avoid it, right? I think that in the United States right now, with the current election and all the uncertainty that's going on, rather than accept the uncertainty, a lot of folks are becoming angry, right? They're becoming resentful. They're basically turning against themselves in an effort to avoid the uncertainty and say, no, we're going to win, right? No matter what, so even if we have to, stop the boats from being counted or something like that.
So if we've got a word for it, is there a solution to it? How do we lose the zozobra in our lives?
I think that there's really two ways to look at zozobra. And one way that it appears basically, as something that is inherent in all humanity. You know, we're not settled as beings. And so I think that human beings themselves are zozobrante in this way. But, and there's another way in which it manifests itself, and that's this in this more psychological fear and anxiety and just uncertainty. And I think that a way to deal with that first is to accept it, and then is to remember that the things that we are depending on to bring us security may not be the things that we should be depending on. I think that, like, for instance, community and love for our fellow man and woman are pretty efficient solutions to this psychological zozobra that sometimes we feel.
Carlos Sanchez from San Jose State University in California.